this city, and I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Yeah, the only problem is it's not bushy down there. You get my drift?
There we go.
Yeah, nice fresh bush, you know? So you can go nose diving in, you know, just sniff it out and shit like that.
You don't get anything stuck in your teeth. Okay.
Yeah, trying to have my own Jurassic Park.
Hello, people.
Sorry, Cody, we've been talking shit for the past half minute.
Oh, don't worry, don't worry.
are you Cody? You don't even sound like Cody.
That's what? His brother. That's why. That's his brother.
Yeah, I have my brother on here.
You know what? We should have had his brother on for our 30-minute bullshit talk, Wayne. His brother's an interesting character.
Oh, yeah, really?
Jesus, you don't want him on.
We would never get a word in, because if his brother...
Now you say that, it makes me curious.
God. He was telling me and the wife when he came over one time, I think when we first moved in and shit like that, and the wife was just staring at him. Was just like, and even I was like, when I saw him at SpillCon and shit like that, I was just looking at him, and I was like, who's this dude? He was like, I was like, that nigga looked nothing like...
I was your brother at Spill.
Yeah, he was. He was there that year.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when we all met each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I want to know who it was.
You wouldn't even recognize it, too, because this dude just appeared, like, out of nowhere. Like, you wouldn't say shit. He would just pop up on the side, just be chilling. That'd be, and then I'd say something, then Cody would introduce him, like, oh, that's my brother right now. And just look at him and go, like...
Just kind of glides away into the bushes.
One of you, I hate to break this to you, Cody, and I know you, maybe you've had to talk with your family. One of you niggas was adopted. That's all I got. Now, I met some of your family members and shit like that.
Right.
Hey, I'm about to tell you this. That nigga was adopted, all right? Just letting you know this right now. I don't want you to tell him that. It might break his heart, but the nigga was adopted.
Well, he'll either break something. He'll either break your head or he'll break your heart.
No, that's what we got Alfred for.
Oh, don't get me started.
That is true. That is true.
Hey, Alfred is James Bond in this
film. I was going to say
fucking Liam Neeson or fucking James Bond.
Alfred did more work in this episode than James Gordon and Bruce done for the past 9 episodes. I was like,
oh my God. I was like, man, somebody's finally doing something here. Somebody, finally.
That opening, dude, I was like, damn, he's putting in work, dude. Like,
I honestly thought I was watching a James Bond going, oh shit, wrong channel. Hang on.
I thought it was too, because he was talking with that British accent. Even when he got shot, he fixed his jacket and shit. I was just like, damn, dude.
He'd wait for the gun barrel to appear and he'd just shoot the screen and have Gotham appear.
That's why when I was watching it, I was shaking my head. I was like, I don't know if I'm liking this or not, but I'm saying Gotham right here. This is a completely different episode out of this whole scene. I was like, this don't even belong on this show.
It became the Alfred show.
It really did. I was just like, yeah, this is the best I've seen anyone in this show. I was like, he's doing it. He's putting it, even with Mooney, he put work on that bitch.
Oh, he was working her over. He was smooth.
He was smooth on her.
Getting that pussy all wet. She was about to bat at him.
He got that pussy. You know, Jada Pinkett in that show, she's been all teeth and everything else. She finally even looked at him and was like, well, damn, shit, maybe I need to hire you and shit like that. And he was just like, thank you, man. I'm gonna walk right out. I was like, fuck, dude.
You know why? Because he's so clean. She just wants to get him all dirty and mess him up.
That shit was, I sorry to say this, Wayne. Shit was awesome. I was like, I was like, man, just follow him for the rest of this show because everything else, that shit was boring as fuck. But I was like,
right.
Where is Alfred at right now? Because I was like, this shit, he was a, matter of fact, he even found Bruce. When he went up to him, I was like, oh, that's Gordon. And I saw him come, I was like, get the fuck up. What the fuck is Gordon and Bullock at right now?
Yeah, they don't need a police department. Just have Alfred. Alfred PD.
They really don't because they never wait for fucking backup. You guys noticed that, right? Never.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. They even brought it up in the show. Right. Waits in here in the back. You know, the funny thing is, too, Alfred did better investigation than Bullock, too. Where he was like, I'll beat this kid till he talks or something like that. And then Alfred just said, here's 100. That kid started whispering. I was just like, you know, Bullock was just like, hey, how'd you ever think about replacing Gordon real quick?
But once again, who are the people they gave information? Once again, a black criminal. This show is racist. I've come to that conclusion.
Yeah, it's either a black, you know what, who was the assassin? She looked a little Latin, but I'm gonna go ahead and say she was black.
Oh, she, right. she could strangle me any day, though. Oh,
fuck. Hell yeah.
And now, that opening, that was bullshit. Her little ass arm is not strangling that big ass dude.
I don't care. How is he for a gardener? Oh, this is Wayne Manor. I don't think you should be here. You don't think she should be here. In the fucking gardens of Wayne Manor. No shit. And who was this guy?
Who the fuck was this guy? That's what I was about to say. Who the fuck was this guy? And at first I was like, oh, this is a nice little opening. And then when she said cut him open, I was like, oh, we're getting gruesome here. And then when she wiped the blood in the front, I was like, okay, just got into silly territory. Mm-hmm. I was like, why did it? It was opening with such a nice note. And then it ended with that. I was just like, okay. Goddamn Gotham. You just can't stop the subtlety in here, can you? You just can't keep it with a simple kill, cut him open, then cut to the title scar. But no, she has to look at the camera weird and take the blood from inside of his body and wipe it on her forehead and around her face. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Gotham is very boring, babe. The wife is here right now and she's here listening to me and I'm telling you, Gotham is very fucking, why do you think I never watch it with you? I always watch it on my tablet and shit. There's a reason why I don't want you watch this show, because I don't want you to think this is Batman. I don't want that show to ruin your taste of Batman.
Oh no, please don't let this be the show.
You gotta say that again. You gotta say it into this microphone right here. That's right.
Hi, Mr. William.
Hey, what's going on, Miss One?
Good.
That nigga almost slipped. You saw that? That's good.
Like, hold on.
That's good. Not bad for a rookie. He caught himself quickly or whatever. That nigga's learning quicker than CJ's black ass had. That nigga don't know when to stop. CJ is slow. He's a southerner. You got to understand that. We respected him last night though. He's taking care of his kids. So
that's right.
Yeah, and he's doing it tonight too as well.
Yeah, I'm proud for that.
I'm proud of him that whatever. But Cody, how about you want to tell us what this show is about? Oh, people, yeah. This is the recap course.
Yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
Bye, babe. Bye, bitches. Ain't this a bitch? Gatorade me, bitch.
What, Clarence Pottinger? What? Bitches leave? What?
Yeah, bitches leave. No, Gatorade me, bitch. Yeah, Gatorade me first, bitch. Who the fuck you calling bitch? Hold on. I ain't black, shit. I'm Eastern.
Jesus. Anyway, before we get into the synopsis, let's just introduce ourselves. I'm Cody.
Yes, I'm Wayne.
I'm the phenomenal one, apparently, the black bitch, apparently. So
that's a great name for you, actually.
It's a great name. Shut up. You know what? Wayne don't need to come out here, babe. I think I just changed my mind. No, he doesn't need
to. He promised me to get laid, all right? I'm definitely coming over.
Oh, yeah. We promised him to get laid.
I'm
going to
be one of his family members, apparently. You hear that?
I'm going to hook you over to our grandma.
Hey, I'll do them old. I'll do them young. I don't think.
For my who?
Your sister.
My sister. Fuck you. No, we not.
Your sister.
Damn.
No, we not. No, you can be my brother.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. Wayne's my brother. Oh, gosh.
Hey, baby brother. I can say it to you personally, then.
Yeah, she is turning 18 soon. I can't believe it.
18, no, okay.
Yeah, look, by the time you said you was coming out here, that's when she'll be 18, so.
Yeah, I'm not Bill Cosby. I can't go there yet.
Did you just flick me off? Fuck you too, homie. Shit, close that goddamn door, you black son of a bitch. Oh, you ain't gonna, fuck you too then, shit.
Who the hell are you talking to?
I would get up, but my legs hurt, shit. My legs hurt, babe.
Thank you, Jazz from Transformers.
Yeah.
But they hurt though. Oh man, they hurt. Okay, whatever. Anyway, go. Cool. Yeah. Like I was saying, I'm a phenomenal one.
Yes. Anyway, back to the show. starts off at Wayne Manor, and you see, as we told earlier, we see. I guess that was Copperhead, right? Apparently, it's Copperhead.
Supposedly,
mission.
Really?
I had to look at outside sources for that, and apparently, yeah, that's Copperhead. That
you gotta look it up on Wiki and shit. That's the only way you're gonna find. The only reason I know that is because someone told me that, and I was like, I'm gonna take a guess then.
Yeah, anyway, her and her hit crew, they go to, search out Selina Kyle. You think they're looking for Bruce Wayne, but they're actually searching for Selina Kyle. You don't know why exactly, they never mentioned it in the show. Chaos ensues at Wayne Manor. You see Alfred trying to defend Bruce, whatnot.
Sorry to cut you off here. I was gonna ask you guys, because you just brought up a good point there. You don't know why or nothing about these Copperhead and all that kind of shit. Did you guys find that to be better for the show or not?
I don't know, I'm kind of indifferent. I mean, I have strong feelings either way towards it.
I'm angry.
Well,
now.
Obviously we can say it's better because we haven't seen Best in this show yet. So.
Yeah, good point.
I'm with you on that one. I feel indifferent about it. It was like, we know who this character is and shit like that, but there's really nothing to her.
Right.
But it seems like right now, in this point of the season of this show, whatever, we're just batting for anything that's just at least moving along in standard now.
I can tell you for one thing, I applaud this episode at least for keeping one fucking plot in the show.
Yes! Thank you! Plot.
That is that one single plot and that worked to his benefit, I think.
Well, continue, please.
Okay, thank you. Alright, anyway, yeah. So, Bruce, Selina, Kyle, they're on the run, through Gotham City, and I guess she kind of shows them the ropes in a way, or tells them the way of the underworld through Gotham City.
Fucking hated that.
Yeah.
Fucking hated every bit of it.
Oh, it's very long. Like,
very
okay,
entertaining.
You tell
very
me,
entertaining.
Do whatever you want, this Kyle.
They actually took my idea of what I wanted by getting Bruce into the city, and then they turned it into this shit. I was like, Jesus, I'm just going to keep my fucking mouth shut on ideas now for this fucking show. That was the most painful part of this whole fucking show, to be honest.
Yeah, and this also reaches up to that random motherfucker from last week, Lovecraft, who's also the title of this episode for some odd reason.
yeah, why is that?
Yeah. Gordon goes to talk to him because they think he has something to do with the Wayne murders, and they think this reaches down all the way back to that. And you find out, no, has nothing to do with that because the same people were trying to go out to Lovecraft and kill him. And then, they eventually do find Lovecraft and they knock out Gordon. They don't kill him for whatever reason. And, they end up shooting Lovecraft and they try to frame Gordon.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up because I got lost in that shit. I was like, what? Yeah. Okay, I don't get why they after Lovecraft in the first fucking place, personally.
Right.
And then, those strong accusations made on Lovecraft by Gordon and shit like that, I was like, based on nothing!
Just based on how he did.
Right.
We're going back to last week's episode. Man, okay, we're going back to last week's episode. He gets in Lovecraft's face and just accuses of some shit. Then in this episode, all of a sudden, perpetrator number one, you're under arrest for almost committing to, homicide or some shit like that, whatever, Commissioner Gordon. I was just like, you don't have no fucking evidence. Like, this is a long shot. I was like, you guys are horrible policemen. Where the fuck is Alfred at?
Did Alfred do everything?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty fucking much. Let Alfred do it. He'd just pay him. He'd just be like, hun, it's not enough. Bring in that barrel of money, man. Come on now.
Right. So, yeah, basically the wrap of the synopsis, Alfred teams up with Gordon Bullock to find out where exactly Bruce and Selina Kyle are at and get to the bottom of why they're being watched after or being targeted. So, yeah.
Oh, you missed my favorite part of the show. My favorite part. They brought back Poison Ivy.
Oh, yes.
I was doing a synopsis. I was going to get into that.
Yeah, we're going to get in that. First of all, okay, do we got anything we liked about this episode? Because no. I think I got a lot more. No, he said no. You said you like Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy's hilarious.
I gotta be honest, man. I dig the guy for
trust
this
fucking
episode.
Redhead, okay? Never.
Trust a fucking redhead, okay? I said things we like first rain.
I love
Cody,
everything
what
with
you
Cat
saying
woman.
Now?
Yeah, I was saying I actually dug out for this episode.
Man.
Surprisingly. I say that, but yeah, I dug him.
He's probably the best and worst character of this whole fucking show, to be honest, because I have episodes where I absolutely hate him, and then I see an episode like this and just go, damn, maybe he should have been fucking Jim Gordon.
But no, right?
Maybe he should have been fucking Jim Gordon or something like that, because that scene where them assassins come in the room, and when that chick just barely looks at Selina, Alfred, run! I was like, damn. And then when he started fighting these three, like, he didn't hesitate to punch that bitch at all. I was like, that's a woman, Alfred. He didn't give two shit. He punched that bitch. She tried to do her little death grip on him. He threw her ass across the room. These two other dudes come in there. He knocks them out. And then next thing, he's sword fighting with one of them. I was like, damn, dude, Alfred is the most entertaining thing in this whole fucking show.
I'm telling you, he's Ra's al Ghul. He's not Alfred. He'll be Ra's for sure.
I believe you now. I really do. I believe. There's a twist. He's not really Alfred. The real Alfred was kidnapped by Ra's al Ghul.
Oh, that's so awesome.
You know what? I'm that, gonna, don't fucking do that plot. You watch.
dude, I seriously thought I was watching a James Bond TV series or something like that, watching this, like that first 20 minutes of this show. I was like, watch, I was like, this is not Gotham. What is this? Especially when he comes running outside the house and shit, he picks up that gun and starts opening fire and a dude shot him. He fixes his collar and shit still and he shoots that dude down. I was like, that's a scene straight out of fucking Skyfall, dude. Damn, dude, I think he should have been M. Man, what are you doing on this crappy ass TV show, Alfred? I think he's been proven. You give him material, he can work with it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
He did more work in this episode than both those fucking cops did. You know, Bullet. He was just looking at Alfred the whole time and wanted to say, hey, man, I got a badge with your name on it, man. If you just, you want to come and join me on my side and shit like that. Even in the Fish Mooney scene, he handled that much better than Gordon ever did every time they went there. Mm-hmm. Handled that much better. He was still, he got his ounces of what he needed, but he still played it cool to where he's not on the level on her radar or nothing like that.
Yep.
Because he's a smart butler. Look, smiling Forrest fucking Whitaker ever was, that's for sure.
I love that too, because that was his line or whatever, not a chauffeur. He's like, butler. Butler. I was like, holy shit.
Well, he's more than a butler. He's full of shit. He's either Secret Service or bloody the League of Shadows or some shit.
He said that shit proud though. He's like, I'm not a valet.
Didn't he?
I'm the butler. He said that shit like he was a superhero or something.
Just like him to say, nice coat.
Yeah, where the hell is this Alfred at in the Dark Knight trilogy? You know this Alfred would have been all up for Bruce being Batman. He'd been like,
hell yeah.
Now, Kristen Bell talking about I want a life with Rachel or whatever. He'd be like, oh, piss that shit down the drain. You see this Joker fella? You need to burn him.
Yeah, that's the point. Now, the Joker would have came into that fucking, the bloody, that big fucking dent.
The party scene?
Yeah, and he just would have shot him. And it's Dark Knight, son. And fucking Batman be like, get that fucking Robin suit off, Alfred. You're not fucking teaming up.
Put him in a Robin suit. Oh, jeez.
Bruce would be looking for the car, and he'd be fucking driving it around the goddamn city. Like, fucking taking my car again, Alfred, you prick.
You know damn well he would have dressed up in the bat suit. Kristen Bell would have went down there and been like, Alfred, what are you doing? He'd be like, yeah, I made you a costume. And he would have had the Robin out for his ass, whatever. And he's like, nah, bloody on, let's go. I'm driving. No, this Alfred goes, whatever, he actually made this show at least entertaining from a standpoint. Those, every time he was off screen, I was bored out of my fucking mind.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, agree 100%.
As much as I hate this Alfred, you're totally right. He at least was entertaining in such a funny way.
It was funny. It was so fucking funny. I had the biggest, my mouth was open the whole time. I was just like, what is this? I had to check my tablet like 20 times. Like, am I watching Gotham? What is this? I'm like, oh, we already knew Alfred was like different from any other Alfred we knew. We knew he was out there and shit like that. We saw him punch a kid and shit like that. But the shit he was doing in here, that was damn near, yeah, this nigga is fucking Ra's al Ghul. He's already Batman. He's what Bruce wants to be.
But even when he gets shot in the arm, he's like, it's just a fucking scratch. Alright, let's go do it. He's like, oh my god, this guy is a machine. Yeah, stop it.
Look, Wayne is admitting him now. He is Australian.
Yeah,
he did tell Bullock, he was like, mate. He said mate to
him. He did say mate, yeah.
I was like, you know, Wayne is claiming him now. He's like, yep, he's one of our boys. And she's like, he's got more balls than Daryl's had this whole season of Walking Dead.
Yes!
He's like, it's just a fucking scratch. Don't touch me. Now let's go out and find Bruce. He even told Gordon and Bullock, shut the hell up, you two. Let's go find Master Wayne. I'm the butler. I was like, oh, shit. He made me stand up, fix my collar and shit. I stood up proudly and fixed my gloves and shit like that. I said, yes, sir. I was like, shit. I see why they hired you, man. Damn.
Yeah, if you're such a good butler, why did the fucking Waynes get killed anyway? They aren't good of a butler. They aren't that good of a butler.
You see what their problem is? They never took Alfred nowhere with them. See, that's the problem.
It's true.
I'm at my home all the time. Mistake.
You know what? hey, Jesse Eisenberg's gonna be Lex Luthor. What's that female thing that, person that Lex Luthor always carries with? I forget her name and shit. The chick he always carries around with her, from the animated series and shit. That's what Alfred should be for, this Alfred should be for Jesse Eisenberg.
Mercy Grace.
Mercy, yes, yeah. Then you would find that motherfucker intimidating. He should have been Lex Luthor.
Can
you imagine him staring down Ben Affleck?
He could have been a good Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he could have been because he scared the fuck out of me. This
you know what? Costume is fucking Apocalypse in the next X-Men.
Oh, Butler.
Accent and all. Yeah.
Oi, I love X-Men.
Batman breaks into Lex Luthor's house and runs into this Mercy right here, and he just goes like, where is he? And be like, I bloody tell you when I fucking tell you like that now. And how you think about that, Batman? He's like, oh, okay, damn. Calm down.
I'd love to see him fight Superman. You know, like, oi, bitch, this is fucking kryptonite, mate. I'm gonna put it in your fucking neck. Get the fuck out of my mansion.
The fuck?
You know he would have yelled at that tornado. Oi! Drop my father down now, mate!
He should have been Jonathan Kent.
Come up here and bloody kick you. that's what I want to see in that next Batman franchise. I want to see somebody get in Batman's face with that tough attitude that Batman has. That'd have been awesome. Alfred, I'm here to tell you now, as your agent, your new agent now, you're wasting your time with this crappy show.
Oh, that ain't a spin-off. That ain't a spill-off. Just call it The Butler. Done.
The Butler. The Butler.
I'm all for it.
You know what? This is the one time I'll say, you know what? I prefer the white version.
No, right? Fuck that Lee Daniels shit.
This is the real Butler. We want to see shit. By day, Butler. By night, spy.
The only thing that could have made it better is they should have ended with the two lesbian bitches in the bed and Alfred just take off his coat and just climb into bed with them.
Like, man, if that would have been the ending, I would have clapped. I would have stood up. Standing ovation.
You know what? If that would have been the ending, I would have applauded the show for having the balls to do that over again. Shit like,
give it time. It still could happen.
You know what? Maybe you got to stamp to the credits, huh?
See,
that's why.
It would have been perfect. They could have had the name Lovecraft. He could have just crawled in a bed with them and say, bitches, you are my Lovecraft. The end. Gotham.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bitches.
Oh, yeah, after that, after he fucks them.
Now though, cause I don't really have too much I have two things I like. It was Alfred and the pacing of the show I thought was better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something else I like, but I can't really think that much, so I'm gonna go ahead and get in things I hated. Fucking Bruce and Selena, showing Bruce how to balance it, that's fucking bullshit. I don't wanna see that shit ever again.
Yeah.
But she's a cat.
That's some straight bullshit. Oh god.
It's all in the stomach. You gotta just tuck it in or whatever. I was like, what that's the fuck is this shit?
You haven't got any balls. You're not lopsided, alright? That fucks your balance up.
And I'm gonna tell you this right now. Her jumping that rooftop, that was some straight up bullshit. You can't make that jump. You cannot make that jump.
Yeah, those daredevil physics going on right there. I was like, goddamn.
That jump was fucking, it would take a grown ass man to make that jump and barely making it. She's a fucking 12-year-old girl and she make that jump and they show you and to show you how far this jump is, they show you a camera shot, a camera angle right under, like under the building where you can see the building separated. I was like, there's no way in fucking hell she should have made that jump.
Maybe they did reverse racism. Maybe they used a black stunt double to do that jump. Well, it was the other way around. When they had either the black actor play by white stunt double, see? Maybe they switched it.
And then Alfred was in the alleyway telling, oi! You bloody better not fucking jump that! And you know the dude from Batman Begins was in that alley too. He's like, oh, nice jump.
Nice jump.
Nice jump.
Oh my god, every time them two was just on screen, man, it was fucking,
boring.
I was like, ugh. Fucking boring with a
guy. Yeah, it was bad. You got especially bad when they went with that pawn shop dude. It was like a mix between Eddie Izzard and fucking Jack Black.
Jack Black.
I thought it was Beavis from Beavis and Butthead.
Jack Black, yeah, Jack Black meets head. Zoolander, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was
don't
that actor?
Don't worry, I know people and shit like that.
That actor, he was fucking
was that way?
I don't know where he's from though.
Yeah, Jack Black and Zoolander mixed up. That's what it was.
I never want to see him again.
That motherfucker.
He looked like he was trying to rip off Benicio del Toro from Guardians.
Oh my god.
He was like, fuck that. I'm gonna do a better Benicio. DC trying to put out all the stops here, baby. They can't.
And then that'll hell with the duck.
He's not that collector. What? My god.
Remember, tell you, he was the collector too. He was collecting trash.
Right. He was collecting shit. He was a pawn shop owner, so yeah.
Let's stick kids in a room right here and shit like that. People. These assassins just had them on speed dial or something like that. They're not really good assassins then if people have your number.
That's a good point.
Especially when you just some low level, I take junk, give you cash for it kind of guy. Like, you ain't one of the Maronis or the Falcone family members. You ain't none of them, so how the fuck did this dude get in contact with him?
Falcone, he's an old cunt anyway. He's hopeless.
This is the one time I actually applauded Falcone for just shooting a motherfucker in the head and didn't talk.
Didn't
I was like, oh, thank
it,
God he did something.
They didn't show it. Guy just fell into his bowl of soup and drowned.
It's Channel 11. What do you expect?
I was waiting for Aquaman to come out of that soup.
I was waiting for an Aquaman.
Gotta have that Aquaman here. I actually liked Falcone's scene in that part. I was like, thank God, he fucking did something for once. Oh God, I'm so sick of him waiting with his nurse and shit like that. I was like, give me fucking something, Falcone, man. You supposed to be the biggest, baddest fucking crime boss there is. And in the opening scene, you just see Mooney at a table and a dude head in a bowl and shit like that. You see him wiping his gun off and shit, giving that speech. I was like, oh, thank God. He's showing some kind of power at once. I was like, he's not feeding shit to birds and nothing like that. I was like, oh.
Finally,
shit. Progress. That's all I'm asking for. Progress.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
Still
Wayne.
Too old.
Yeah, he's way too fucking old. Come on.
Way too old.
That's why she's there.
Way too old. Most people on the show.
She's there to change his fucking diapers, I'm sure of it. Have you once seen you wiping his ass and, yeah.
You know, another thing that was horrible about his character story, though, he doesn't know that bitch works for Fish Mooney.
Because he's an idiot.
So why the fuck is he not fucking that girl then?
Because he wants a mama replacement.
Because you guys remember earlier in the season when Mooney asked her, like, oh, what does he have you doing? And he's like, he's not doing anything sexual with me or whatever. He's just, like, you know, having me cook for him and stuff like that. So I'm thinking in my head, okay, I'm assuming, because they even set up a scene like he knows something or whatever shit like that. I'm assuming, okay, Falcone's a smart guy. He's on to this kind of little stunt or something like that. In this show, they show you, no, he's just an old fuck. He doesn't know what's going on. So he's like, oh, he's sitting up here asking Penguin all these questions. Even Penguin's got this look on his face like, seriously?
Seriously?
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You this stupid?
That's all he wanted to say. Are you really? You didn't know? Even when she walked in the room, he even gave her this look like, give me, and then even Falcone just said, I don't want anything right now. Shit like that. What's that, Wayne?
I say he should just held up a fucking sign that said, she's the informant. Kill her now. But even he wouldn't be. Even
so
he wouldn't
that
pick,
goes to take.
He wouldn't have picked up on that. The stupid old bastard. He is just. I don't know. He's after a mama figure. So.
Okay, that's fucking stupid as fuck now. Whatever.
I'd be fucking her, but obviously he isn't. Maybe he can't get it up because he's too old.
That goes back to. She kind of reminds me of a younger Jessica Chastain too. By the way, yeah, I was staring at her a little bit. I was like, damn. Really? I don't know why he ain't fucking that.
Okay.
That goes to a point though, back to what you said, Wayne. He's too fucking old. He's so fucking old that he's senile in this show.
Yeah, well he is.
Senile Falcone, my god.
So, I don't know why Fish Mooney just doesn't take him out.
I don't know why she just doesn't fuck him. Fuck him, he'll have a heart attack and he'll be dead in bed. Problem solved.
Fuck him and he'll have a heart attack. Why don't she just have the maid drug his ass? Even when she asked him, Man, it's just like, no, I want to drag this out long. It's like, bitch, we know why we never seen you in any Batman, future Batman comics and stuff like that, because you don't last that long, huh?
It's just, I found Falcone completely unintimidating. Listen, at least he did do something finally in this episode, but otherwise he's just like he reminds me of like a Jack Lennon or Walter Matthau. Just pointless, just old bastard walking around doing nothing.
You know who they should have got, Alfred should play every character in here. Should have got like Kevin Spacey.
They couldn't afford him for this show. That'd be stupid.
Oh yeah. Kevin Spacey.
They're facing on Gotham. What the fuck?
They can afford a Smith. They can afford anybody. Shit. Now, granted, it is Jada. She ain't got no price range.
No, I was going to say, yeah. She ain't had no high price ticket. No, price tag.
Family and shit like that. Obviously, Jaden and Will is on their own levels and shit like that. I never pictured Jada with this family at all, to be honest.
God damn. I can't believe we just said Jaden's on his own level. God damn it.
Yeah, Jaden and Will, for that matter. They both on their own level. You notice, never see Jada with them two little fuckers. It's always just Will and Jaden. You never see Jada Pickett with them kids.
Maybe they broke out.
You're actually right.
No, she's embarrassed of them little fuckers. That's what it is.
Or wouldn't you be? They haven't really had much success lately.
Let's get on Catwoman's dialogue now all of a sudden. Is her fucking dialogue getting worse or what?
In
some ways I find it a bit better than it has been previously, but it's still, she's just talking shit.
Yeah. That shit was getting on my nerve because she was trying to be the hip. They were trying to put some urban in this shit, and she was getting on my fucking nerves or whatever. I was just like, somebody shut, like, that bitch has got to be the worst actress I've seen on TV in I don't know how long, whatever. Just every time she fucking opened her mouth, I was just like, you know how we got like Chicago John and Z on this website waiting for bitches to turn 18 so they can fuck them and shit like that? Well, they ain't even waiting till they 18. They ready to do it now and shit like that.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I'm waiting for this bitch to turn 18 so I can punch her in her fucking mouth because I'm so sick and
damn
tired of her.
Jesus.
That's a bitch.
I fucking hate every time she's on fucking screen, shit like that. When she's like, be cool, yo. You know what I'm saying? To be like, every time. He's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't sweat him, Ivy. You know, he's cool. I was like, somebody shut this bitch up. I'll cut this scene off right now. Shit like that. It was getting on my fucking nerves over there. I was like, oh great. Urban time with Selena Kyle. Girl, this is going to be awesome.
But that's the streets. She's living from the streets.
Streetwise. Selena Kyle, man.
And how come Z and Chicago John's not on this bitch or whatever and shit? She's trying to fuck at the age of 12.
You would think so.
They open up this bitch's scene with people go out there to make up. You want to make out? You want to kiss me? I was just like, damn, bitch. Can we get a high or something like that?
Yeah, she is still on that. Two episodes already. Still on that shit. Hey, you want to kiss? You want to kiss? You want to kiss?
You want to go up to the top of the tower, or the bridge or whatever and, make out like the rest of the people go? It's like, and you know what was pissing me off about that story arc too is that she's taken Bruce Wayne to some of the most dangerous fucking places. Like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, don't you think that you two are kids and these are grown ass adults you going to? Don't you think that they would try to hold Bruce for ransom or some shit like that? I mean, like it just, in the back of my head, don't you think that being with him is a little bit more dangerous in these parts of the world? I'm just curious about that concept right there of you taking him to these fucking places, people staring him down and shit like that. What do you think they staring him down for, bitch? You got one of the most powerful fucking kids in the goddamn city with you.
Yeah.
But no one knows.
Oh, no, tag along. He cool, yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't sweat him and shit. You know, that bitch was damn near two steps in that scene from a fucking ghetto bot.
All she needed was that gold tooth.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, she had Ivy for that. She had that ring.
Oh, no.
They made this bitch crazier in fucking six episodes later. This bitch is already crazy. She's tweaking and shit. Her eyes are twitching. Why should I be cool? Huh? At first, she was just this shy little normal girl and shit like that. Oh, okay. Whatever. Now, all of a sudden, she's like, did he kill my parents? What happened? did he alter my mother to cut herself and shit like that? I'm just like, okay. No, your mother was cutting herself because she was getting beat by your father. Like, that's what it was.
Cutting herself because you're a gingerhead and no one likes gingerheads. She wanted to get away from you.
That is true. I don't know. It falls back with the old problems Gotham had. It'd be landed on too thick with these villains we already know who are villains and shit like that. I'm just like, they're just putting this bitch out there. So you mean to tell me all these characters in Gotham were just crazy from the day they were born? They were just meant to be crazy and shit.
Yeah, according to the show, it was inevitable.
I'm still curious as how the Riddler becomes the Riddler, because after he hugged Jim Gordon in this episode, I was just like, because
he's heartbroken.
I don't see a criminal with this guy at all. I was like, when he hugged him, I was just like, oh, okay. All right. Man, I don't see how he's like a sidekick. He's like a Harley Quinn type deal in these kind of show, in this show, or whatever. I was just like, I don't see how he became a crime boss, but all right. Shit. How the fuck could you not catch this dude? Like, seriously. Is it true, Jim Gordon, that you're being transferred to Arkham? That is true, man, whatever. He gives him a hug and just walks off, whatever. I was like, this dude got Asperger's.
That's what worries me now. Now that he's in Arkham, my God, let the characters fly in. You're going to have the Joker thrown in there. You're going to have Black... They're all going to be there now. You watch.
Yeah. And that, you know, you would think there'll be an interesting character development, but with this show, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Because, you know, once again, we got another episode where Jim Gordon's character story was the most fucking boring out of everything.
Right. Yeah, background Gordon again.
Yeah, background Gordon again and shit like that. Even in this scene, to me, this scene was just stupid set up. It was poorly set up. There's a scene where the assassin comes and confront Gordon and, what's the dude's name? Loveheart or whatever his name?
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to bring this up.
They don't take Gordon's gun. They don't take Gordon's gun from him. They just walk right past him as if he wasn't going to do anything.
I love the fact that he gets choked out, wakes up, and is like, bang. Oh, yeah, perfectly normal, nothing wrong. Gets on the phone, talks to fucking Bullock, and gets up. No way in hell that would happen if you got choked out.
I love it that the phone was the thing that woke him up.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that don't happen. You get choked out. The phone ain't waking you up, okay?
Yeah, you out.
That nigga should have woke up and said, damn, I found out what my sleep number was. Shit, that was comfortable. Shit. That motherfucker woke up peaceful as shit. He was just like, damn, I need to take more naps like that. Whatever, let me call that bitch up real quick. And stressed out lately, shit. Woke up perfectly fine. I don't know if they knew, but in Gotham, cops are crooked, so I don't know if they were trying to frame Gordon for this by leaving his gun there and doing that, but, and I like that this guy didn't get that far, neither. Did he hide in his bathtub?
Cause he didn't do a goddamn thing.
Cause he had a good minute to get away before that dude woke up that Gordon knocked out and shit like that, and I was like, oh, he's probably long gone now and shit like that. And then when Gordon just walked in the next room, I was like, damn, he didn't make it that far, did he?
Maybe he slipped over and bumped his head.
Oh, and then Harvey Dent. He wasn't as annoying as he was last time, but goddamn it, I do not like this Harvey Dent at all.
He's a terrible actor. The guy playing him is wrong. Really fucking wrong.
He looks like some side B character, that's why. He looks like Robin. He looks like he should be something like that or some shit like that. Now, I ain't talking about Robin from a Nolan show. I'm talking about Robin for them TV shows and shit like that, you know? I'm talking about them G. Willikers, Robin, you know?
he looks like a motherfucker that doesn't need to be on this goddamn show.
Yes, that's well said.
Or Cody, or does he need to be on this show? Think about that. Compared with some of these other actors on now, or does he now?
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You know, I got another positive about this show too, actually.
What?
What's that?
Alfred, he actually was so good that he toned down Fish Mooney.
Well, I didn't notice that, but yeah, you might be right. You may be right.
This was the one episode where she wasn't gritting her teeth, straining her fucking neck out, nothing like that, talking about get this little punk or something like that or whatever shit. Cause Alfred laid that smooth talk on her and calmed that pussy down for the whole show.
Oh, Alfred.
Apparently Alfred brings out the best in people.
That is amazing. That is truly fucking amazing.
He either brings out the best or he beats the shit out of him and brings it the best. Beats the best out of him. Yeah.
You know Mooney wanted to fire her bodyguard and be like, damn, he took you down. The butler took you down? Mm-hmm. Should have been like,
the motherfucker pulls a blade out. Where the hell did he have a knife in?
The motherfucker pulled it out of his sleeve.
God damn, Alfred.
You know he was the original gentleman. That's why. I'm telling you this right now.
Liam Neeson will take him on next, in the next Taken movie.
He should be the next villain in Taken.
Oh, fucking hell. Perfect.
No, we need that, the aged, Daniel Craig Bond movie. He should be all Daniel Craig. There you go.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Daniel Craig travels to the future somehow. I don't know.
Travels to the future.
Him and Daniel Craig look like they could be the same age almost. As you know, Cody, since you bring that up, he does kind of got some Daniel Craig features though.
Right.
Yeah, I do see it. Even the hair and shit too. I'm looking at that. He's Daniel Craig's father or his brother. How about that? There you go. And we find Skyfall opened it up to learn about Bond's family. Well, now we're concluding it now with the next film. There you go.
Perfect.
And that's how the trailer can be. It just says some family never dies, and then you just hear "Oi!" and you cut to the scene where Alfred took Mooney's bodyguard down with the blade or whatever, and then he just says, "I'm the butler," and then it just ends like that. Then it just says Skyfall 24, 2016.
No, don't give him any ideas, boys.
Oh shit. Turns out that James Bond's brother was M's driver this whole time. I wasn't her driver, Mike. I was the butler. There goes your action movie right there. You turn the butler.
Well, even Bruce had you got the transporter, so why not the butler?
The butler, yeah. You saw the look on Bruce's face when Alfred was the one coming up them stairs after he got saved and shit like that. Even Bruce was just like, holy, I won't talk bad to you no more. Let me give you a hug and shit like that. This is the one episode, too, where Bruce annoyed me because he kept talking about Alfred's family. He's family. It was just like, yeah, you go back 8 episodes before, you fucking wouldn't knew that because the way you was fucking talking to him and shit.
Right.
Now all of a sudden he's fucking family and shit like that. I was like, shut the fuck up, Bruce. This is the first time I've ever said in a Batman series to tell him, Bruce, shut the fuck up.
Oh boy.
What happened before this,
No, what you say?
What was that, Wayne?
No, I said, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, you know, this is funny because before this show even started, I was talking about who wants to see a show without Batman in it. Now, after watching it now, I'm just like, you can take fucking Batman out of this goddamn show now.
That's true. I mean, Alfred was entertaining, the most entertaining part from the show, but however, it's so wrong. Everything they do in this show is wrong.
Yeah. It wasn't Alfred, it's not Bruce, it's not none of these fucking characters. It was fucking damn hilarious. I was laughing my ass off, man. This was probably the most entertaining time I've had watching this show, actually. I was just like, yeah, man, you know what? If you can't be like the original predecessor, fuck it. Go all out like this then. I say do this every week. Do something like this every week, man.
Yeah, give us Alfred fucking up shit every week. I think I'll be okay.
The villains, you don't know shit about them. They weak ass handed, but I don't know. It was just something about this episode that just moved them along so quickly that I was enjoying myself. I was like, yeah, you know, I think it was Alfred. I'm not gonna lie I fucking hated the Catwoman and Bruce Wayne parts. I really fucking did. I swear, I thought they was gonna drag that out longer, especially when she changed his clothes and shit. I was just like, oh god. I was like, oh god, we got a Andrew Garfield.
Right, he should have walked out with a shirt that had a bat on it.
Oh, fuck.
God damn you, Wayne.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that shirt didn't have a bat on it. It has skulls and all kind of other shit on it, so you know what? He probably had a bat on it.
No.
He looked like if Andrew Garfield had a child. That's Andrew. Oh. It's all coming full circles now. The British Batman and British Spider-Man.
And at least they got their kiss. They got that fucking kiss in at the end.
Oh, yeah, now we can move on. Finally.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we stopped fucking hearing about it. Jesus fuck Christ.
I got a question for you guys. What was that fucking box she showed? Like, what?
Didn't she steal that? Something
to the audience?
Oh, didn't she steal that at first when she broke into his house and he was sleeping?
Yeah, she stole it, but we still don't know what it is. So it's like, that supposed to mean something?
He's got, he's got his parents' ashes in there. Who cares?
His mom's.
Damn, all this money, and it's too cheap to buy an urn for this shit.
Damn.
The way lingered on that object though, and the way that Bruce's look on his face, so I was just like, okay, is that okay, writers, you need to let us know what that is, because this looks like it's supposed to mean something to the audience, and we don't know what the fuck that is, man. So therefore we don't give a shit.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. It's Bruce's first battering.
Oh, oh it's fucking first bat tracing.
Bloody better not be.
It's a pair of lips. Kiss Selena with. That's what it is. Oh shit, yes! Dude, this dude looks, I'm telling you man, this dude looks like goddamn. If this picture was to go out, like before this show started and you said, oh, this is the new Alfred from Bound, I'd have been like, this is some spy movie that's coming out or something like that.
Look at that, dude. Yeah, shut up. Fucking Bond, man.
Dude,
you know what, Cody, you're right. That is Daniel Craig. Just with a bit of gray in his hair. That's fucking Daniel Craig.
Right?
Because everybody thinks Daniel Craig is, you know, he's a little bit younger than this Alfred, obviously, but Daniel Craig got like an old man face.
Motherfucker, I'm going to put the gun barrel around that, and I guarantee you people are going to say, oh shit, the new James Bond poster.
Dude, oh, no, look at his gun, too. Even his gun is the fucking hot gun.
Yeah,
it's a fucking PPK. Oh my god.
It is. It's Butler.
Oh Alfred my god, Butler. This dude's carrying around a PPK and shit like that. And look, I don't know if you guys see in this photo though, behind him is that cane he was beating people's ass with. You see that shit? Damn dude, somebody need to cut out these scenes or whatever and shit like that and just leave it to Alfred show, man. I had a lot of fun watching Alfred. I never thought I'd fucking say that.
This is the best episode of Gotham. I'll change my opinion.
Yeah, it is. It is the fucking best episode. And that first 20 minutes with Alfred was just awful. It took 9 episodes to get someone to do some goddamn work in this series.
To take over the PD.
Oh, entirely too long. Too fucking long.
Maybe we should just follow Alfred for the rest of this season.
Yes.
I want to learn about his background.
I can't believe we're actually saying this shit, man. What the fuck?
Hey, we might as well. The show makes no sense, so.
I never thought in any Batman series I'd ever go like, what's Alfred's story? You know what I mean?
Right.
Alfred, you know? Alfred, man. Alfred's the man, dude. Whatever. Fuck Batman. It's about Alfred, dude.
Sad, but true.
Amazing.
I think I know how this Bruce Wayne becomes Batman. Alfred gets shot somehow. And
Alfred is Batman. You think it's going to be Bruce Wayne all along, but it's not. It's Alfred.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. For that new Batman vs. Superman, we should have just got him to play old Batman. I'm telling you this right now, whatever. This dude is fucking perfect. He's got the charm and manners of Bruce Wayne. He's got the fucking, the animalistic style is of Batman. I mean, shit, he's gruesome. Knows how to handle weapons and shit very fucking well. I mean, he probably speaks 20 different languages like Batman too, so you know what? I'm about to write Fox right now. I'm about to tell him, hey, just give us more of this right here. He did some police work, he did detective work, he got in people's asses and shit like that. That little black kid feared him. Bullet's been beating that kid's ass for 3 episodes and shit like that. And now he's cracked once the bullet shit.
Yeah, I tell you, if that was happening in America today, he'd be in deep shit.
Yeah.
Oh no, he'd get laid off. What am I talking about?
Alfred walks on the scene one time. This kid's already, yeah, I know where to find him. Yeah, he is.
Right.
Alfred. Butler Alfred.
Getting shit done.
Well, I guess final thoughts on this episode.
I never thought I'd say this, but Jeremy Irons and Batman vs. Superman, he's got a lot to live up to. And I ain't just talking about Michael Caine. Fuck Michael Caine at this point. He's got a lot to live up from this right here. Sure. He's got a lot to live up to, man. And if anyone can do it, I believe it's Jeremy Irons. I think that's the best casting of the whole Batman vs. Superman, if you ask me or whatever. I'm like, he's fucking perfect for that, man. He's got that accent down and shit. I mean, let me run my fingers across the eyes for you, young Bruce. How about you, Wayne? What's your final thoughts of the
show? Best episode ever. Easily. It is so stupid. So stupid, but so hilarious and entertaining at the same way. You can't... If I was to watch this straight up, I would hate the episode. But the more like Alfred grows on you, the more you realize how fucking retarded it is, and it's hilarious. And you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not watching Gotham anymore. I am watching James Bond, the story of how he became Bond. He was originally a butler to Bruce Wayne, and that's how he became James Bond.
That sounds about right, yeah. I told you, man, Alfred is the worst and best character of this whole fucking series because he's probably the only character I've ever talked about in any TV show where you can say, I fucking hate this guy one episode, then I fucking love him, put him on more or whatever shit, then it goes back. There's a very big love and hate between him and his character.
Oh, that is true.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but then that just goes to tell me, that's not Alfred the actor. That's the fucking writing in this show.
What about you guys? What would you have to say?
I gotta agree with y'all on this one. Fucking Alfred, man. Like I said, I never thought I'd be saying this. He was definitely the most entertaining part about this show. When he was off the screen, I was like, oh, fuck this show. And whenever he was on, my eyes were glued, man. My eyes were glued, and I was paying attention. I was like, okay, yeah, I can dig this. I can do this. I get behind this. He's finally doing something. I'm like all the other motherfuckers on the show. He's actually doing something, goddammit. And so, yeah, I can applaud that. I can applaud that. Like I said, villain of the week, whatever. Didn't get any backstory. Maybe that was a good thing. Maybe that was a bad thing. I don't quite fucking know. Just like I don't know anything about pertaining to this goddamn show. Bruce Wayne, Selina Kyle stuff. Fucking horrible. Shit. What else? Okay, I think that's about it, right? The Falcone stuff. Whatever.
Man, I love it how the main plot points of this show just like they're like whatever.
Yeah. The Penguin storyline, he was barely there enough for leave an impression, so I can't really say much about that. Gordon, background Gordon again. Fuck him. That's about it. like I said before, I think they could have cool avenues of him transferring to Arkham, but I just don't know what these fucking writers, I don't think they're capable of doing, so. I don't know, hey, there's open at GCPD now, so hey, Alfred, there you go.
No, you know what? Alfred at Arkham, love it. I love it. Can you imagine him walking, hands behind his back, whatever, walking down each aisle, be like, this fucking bloke right here is crazy, Mike. Lock him up more. That would be awesome now. The only thing that this episode needed was a spinoff between this and Constantine. I'd love to see him pop up behind Constantine in an alley somewhere and say, you better put that bloody cigarette out right now, Mike.
Alfred would beat his ass and take the cigarette from him. What are you talking about?
Joker would have gave up in the Dark Knight if this would have been Batman. Alright, I get it now. Yeah, I never thought I'd ever say this in the history of Batman mythology ever. I want an Alfred spinoff with this actor. Really fucking bad, to be honest. I mean, I never thought I'd be saying that about anything. Alfred always just, I'm talking about even in the Dark Knights, whatever. Acting is great, but he's just in the fucking background. He don't serve no purpose or anything and shit like that. This Alfred got up off his ass and did something. Matter of fact, did more work than actual fucking police did.
Yep. He actually did.
He left impressions. Not only on Bullock's face, but on all of ours as well.
Well, that's the bit that actually, I couldn't believe it, where they jump out of the car and Bullock's like, oh, no one waits for backup. Alfred's already in there shooting away. Well, Bullock's still chatting away to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, even Gordon went in there and then came back out. Where's Alfred at? Oh, he's already in there. It's like...
Alfred's killed everyone.
What? What? I was like, I swear to God, if this show ends with Alfred killing everybody in here, I was like, all right. Fuck it, you got my money, Gotham, for Alfred. Oh man, that would have been awesome had Alfred just dragged the body up next to Bruce and said, see, this is what happens when you go outside, Mike. You'd have gave the gun to Bruce and said, now finish her.
He's like, but I'm out of bullets. That's why you smash him over the head with it.
You know what? I would have been more accepting is if Alfred would have killed everybody in here, he would have dragged the body up next to Bruce and said, finish the job. Bruce handed the gun over and Bruce told him, I don't want to use guns. I would have been more accepting of that ever than seeing Selina teach Bruce about fucking balance and shit like that.
I can't wait for Alfred to go into The Walking Butler and become the Walking Dead new character.
The Walking Butler.
They need to end a Walking Dead episode with just him going, you might think you're crazy, I'll show you crazy. And he just fucking throws people off the rooftops and shit like that.
You want to kill a walker? You talk to me.
Then the screen just goes black and you just hear Matthew McConaughey's voice, alright, alright, alright.
Random as hell, but it fits.
Then it just shows up the title card, The Walking Butler. On AMC. True Butler, coming back.
True Butler,
True Butler.
Starring Alfred. Oi! You did it. Those shows wouldn't last that long because the crimes would be solved in one day. You did it, didn't you, mate?
He'd just kill anyone he sees and eventually get the right person.
Yeah, man. Alfred loved them in this episode, man. It's not the Alfred we all know, but I was entertained by him. I said, but at this point, you got to do something like this, Gotham, because these storylines are getting boring. Actually, the longer this show goes on, these storylines are getting more boring because they're not interesting at all. You don't understand what nobody's motives are. So you got to do some crazy shit like what you did with Alfred in here and just make it entertaining at least. I mean, like Wayne said, it's entertaining and laughable at this point.
Yeah. Laughable is better than boring.
Yeah, it is. Because this is something to talk about.
All right, this is by far the most fun I've had talking about the show ever. So, hell yeah. I'm all for this.
This is the longest conversation I've ever had about Alfred.
Hey, I know, right? Right?
We watching a Batman show, and I haven't talked shit about Batman. I'm talking about Alfred.
Hey, I don't want a conversation about fucking Alfred.
It's never happened, people, in the history of Batman. That's never happened.
Amazing.
It's never happened. We just made history.
Well, I guess that's going to be it then, people. Unless we got anything else, any other bullshit to talk about?
Alfred for president.
Yes, Alfred for president, mayor, ruler, all that good shit.
Yeah,
I can't wait for the next Transformers when Optimus turns into a butler. Transform.
Most dangerous person. Why'd you turn into that? Oh, have you seen this dude? He's a badass. That's a badass butler. Woo!
Well, I guess that's going to be it, people. So, I guess until next week, I'm Wayne.
I'm Cody.
And I'm the phenomenal one. That's been another edition of the recap.
The butler.
I'm actually excited for next week's album. Yeah, unless it has Alfred in it again.
actually, this is the mid-season finale, remember? So we got a break.
Oh, that's right. It's the mid-season finale. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
damn it.
I forgot Fox did that. Oh, well. Oh, damn. They went out with a bang there.
Well, we won't be back next week then, people.
Well, you know what? Next week, we will be back, people. Next week will be question week from Gotham. All the episodes we've done so far. We'll answer all your fucking questions and comments you've been posting on our post that we've been putting up for this. So,
good idea.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah, right, that'll be our mid-season finale break. We can talk about this season and how we felt so far as a whole answering your questions now. So, yes.
Cool. I like the idea of that.
Sound good to me.
So people, once again, this is the recap. That's been season finale, well, mid-season finale of Gotham. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I can't wait for next episode just to see how it goes. Later, people.
See ya. bastard.
Later, you beautiful bastard.
However dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light. There will be light, Bruce.